Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to be our guide, our comforter, and to bring us the knowledge, Father, and the truth of this, your word, giving us greater knowledge and wisdom, Father, so that we can help others and walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 25. We're going to be dealing with some parables again. All right. Verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. 3. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. 5. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. 7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. 11. Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open us. 12. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. 13. Watch therefore, for you know not whether the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now, as we have finished reading that parable, we're going to take a look here and see just exactly the depth of it. And this parable of the ten virgins explains the place of Israel's true converts of the Great Tribulation period in relation to the church. Now these virgins are the attendants at the wedding, not multiple brides. The one bride of Christ is the church. John the Baptist is the best man, the friend of the bridegroom. And the prepared virgins are the saved of the Great Tribulation, while all share as the people of God. The church is accorded a unique relationship to the Master. The line seems to refer to their lives, which are either prepared or unprepared. The oil refers to that which prepares them to give forth light and may properly be illustrated of the generation of the Holy Spirit. The fact that they all slept while the bridegroom tarried implies a period of Jewish inactivity during the church age, while the bride is dead. You see, they're talking about here two different things, the Jewish and the Gentiles. Then, one wasn't prepared, while the other was. We know there that these virgins are representing those that are ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ and those that are not. 14. We're starting another parable here. And this is the parable of the talent. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. 16. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them another 5 talents. Now, 17. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. 18. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. 20. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. 23, 22, brother. He also had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 talents besides them. 23. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping, where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strown. And I was afraid and went and hid my talents in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. He hid his, and all he could give him back was the 1 talent he had given to him. You see, the parable of the talents further emphasizes the need for personal preparation and faith service to the master. And the talents represent large units of money and are distributed according to ability. He's talking about a far country. He indicates the time during which Jesus is in heaven between his first coming and his final return. The 3 servants are typical of 3 types who are entrusted with various tasks in accordance with their own ability. Not all are expected to produce the same results, but all are to be faithful with what they have. Had entrusted to them. And thus the first 2 double their money, while the last one hides the one in the earth. And the phrase, after a long time, gives a veiled indication of the length of Christ's season in heaven during the present age. Each of those producing results is commended by the master, well done, good and faithful servant, and is promised to be a ruler over many things with a view to continued service in the millennial kingdom. Now, we know that the Lord is coming back to set up his millennial kingdom, and he'll be bringing those back with him that are there in heaven with him to help him as he rules this earth. And he will rule, as the Bible tells us, with a rod of iron, and he'll rule for 1,000 years. You see, those that are ready and that will leave this life and go to be with him, he's going to be coming back with him and living another 1,000 years here on this earth with him as their king and ruler. Think of that. We're going into 25. And this is where he went and hid because he was afraid that he had his talent. And We know that here in 26, that his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, gather where I have not strown, put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. 28. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. We're going to take his one away from him and give it to the one that had doubled his five. 29. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he hath. 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, you see the fact that the latter man is called wicked and slothful and an unprofitable servant who is cast into outer darkness indicates that he is not a true disciple of the Master. Now, here in 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goat on his left. 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. 35. For I was a hunger, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. 37. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and we gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Now, as we see there, these parables, they mean something, because they are letting us know what state we need to be in all the time. Not part of the time, but all the time. Now, 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, 42. For I was a hunger, and you gave me not meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hunger, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. You know, the Lord does not pull any punches at all, whatsoever. And the judgment of the nations concludes our Lord's prophetic discourse. And this judgment of all nations must be distinguished from the great white throne judgment at the end of the millennium. Now the nations are those people living through the great tribulation on earth at the time of Christ's return. This is a judgment of separation. Sheep on his right, goats on his left. And at this judgment, all nations, all Gentiles, stand before Christ, who then separates the sheep, the saved, from the goats, the lost, in a manner reminiscent of the wheat and tares parable. Note that these are living nations, whereas the great white throne judgment is one of the wicked dead, whose bodies are resurrected to face the final judgment of the lost. Thus the saved are invited to come into and share the blessing of his kingdom, and come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. The basis of their acceptance seems to be their treatment of the least of these, my brethren, the saved of the great tribulation. And we have now covered chapter 25. Now chapter 26 here in the book of Matthew's is quite lengthy. In fact, we got 75 verses. Now, but we've only got a few minutes left. So I'm not going to get into 26. God willing, we'll get into that this evening, if he don't change it on me. The last couple of days he's been changing me and sending me other places. Hadn't even been letting me back in to Matthew. He's had me in Ephesians and all. So, I really don't know. But, if God's willing, we'll be getting into 26. Because we're getting close now to the time that the Lord is going to be paying for you and I in making the way. Yes, he did. So that we could have eternal life and walk with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and Almighty God in our lives. So now let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I close your word this morning, I thank you for this word, Father. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I do thank you for these times of our study that we can come together to share with each other. Now, Father, be with us as we separate to go through this day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And Father, we pray for Israel this morning. We pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that they will have peace, Father, because we know that as of this time, they don't have much peace. They are under attack each and every day, surrounded by enemies. But we know that you're with them, Lord. Now, Father, this land in which we live, it is filled with so much evil. Pray, Father, that those that are evil, that's sitting in our government, that has been brought this evil upon us. We've got another group right now, Father, we call it our Supreme Court, that right now is trying to keep the best man we know for this country from running for office. They're trying to claim he has done things to where he cannot be put even on the ballot. And that's Donald Trump. And Father, we don't need the ones we've got. They're the ones that's brought this evil on us. I'm praying they'll be removed and replaced by those that are walking in righteousness, that loves you and loves the Lord Jesus, that loves the church and loves your people, and loves this land, and will work with us to put our government back upon the foundation of which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And help us to lead this land to repentance. Father, be with us all now through this day. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Have a good one. And I hope to have you with me this evening. So until then, walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.